Podlina.
My goodness me.
Oh, we'll get there.
Podlina. Private panel. I'm on sex watch.
Hey, do you want to wear that, Podlina. Tom?
It's good. It's round. Where are the bobbleheads?
Mr. J.
Ira Tulip. Hi, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Podlina. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. But today, we're not spelling Top Model at all, because today we are here to talk about the Tyrification of Dancing with the Stars. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and it has been a next level fierce night so far, but it ain't over yet. We have saved our final two pros for our final two stars, but we have saved the best dancers for last. Or have we? I don't know.
I'm JW Crump, and now it's time to get the scores. What's up?
And I'm Alexander Price, and think about how you guys can be better.
Alexander, was that a quote, or were you just talking about?
No, that was a Tyra quote.
Honestly, y'all,
to a person,
we really hit the three different energies that Tyra gave throughout the night. That was yes. Good. If y'all haven't heard us say this before, we don't tell each other which quotes we're gonna pick beforehand. Nope. Because it's like more joyous for us, honestly, to hear what everyone.
Add so much suspense and spice to the recording process.
And I love that that was really like the trifecta of Tyra. The tie-fecta.
Tie-tie-fecta. We got to say off the bat, we are not regular Dancing with the Stars watchers.
No.
I know.
No.
Alexander and I were both So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh,
watchers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I watched all of the previous season just because I had to know what they were going to do with Sean Spicer. Truly. Sure. Truly, I had to know.
You didn't want all that Hannah B. dish?
I mean, she went far. She went far.
This is the first full episode of the show I've ever watched.
Yeah, so if this is like your jam, this is maybe not the best bonus episode for you to listen to.
Because we're mostly going to be talking about Tyra's interactions, etc. I'm sure we'll dip in as we can help ourselves to other things about the show. And I truly want at least a little bit of discussion about a show like this in the time of the pandemic, because they make some choices other shows have not made yet, which are fascinating from a production standpoint.
The first thing we need to talk about, and I need your opinions on, is the icon on Hulu is complete bananas.
If you didn't know Tyra was hosting this season, you would actually be confused as to why it's just her face.
With disco ball lips.
I was going to say, she is wearing the stars. She is the stars.
And I get that the symbol, as they say enough in this episode to remind you, if you've not seen it before, the mirror ball is like what they say, right? That's the thing. So I get, how many times now has Tyra decided to theme her lips? Because this feels like,
yes,
remember in the British cycle of Top Michael? Top Michael. You remember Top Michael?
Which Michael is the top. Only one. They're all bottoms.
What? Hey, out of nowhere opinion about Michaels. I was about to say, do I have enough exes named Michael that I could just do my own season of
personal
Top Michael?
America's Next Top Michael? JW's Next Top Michaels?
With one Daniel.
And he wins.
He's quirky. He's a Daniel.
He has
my
energy.
Middle name's Michael. Michael energy. Oh, this is going to be a fun bonus episode, y'all. Yeah. We are unhinged.
Everybody knows that America's Next Top Michael is Michaels.
Yes, that is true. I love me a Michaels. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Dang. Absolutely. So if you missed the poster, if you somehow just went, you just closed your eyes and you picked Dancing with the Stars, you screamed into your Roku, Dancing with the Stars me up, please. You start with Tyra's foot, because Tyra in a skit. In a short, dark horror film.
It's not either. So clearly, they had planned to start off the season with a pre-filmed opening dance number, which makes sense for a dancing show.
Yes.
But the big draw this year is Tyra. So we get approximately 26 seconds of Tyra getting in her car.
Her Lamborghini.
And driving the apparently three blocks from her home to the Dancing with the Stars studio.
The weirdest part And this is going to sound strange talking about this opening. The weirdest part to me is everything is very chosen, right? Specific, except she has no nail polish on. So you have like a silver pump, this white suit, Lamborghini must have paid some money. And then you just see her like hand from that morning washing dishes, turn the signal on to go.
I wonder if she's like stopped doing stuff to her nails for some reason. Like if it's a thing because she is a mother now.
Maybe.
Like, is that a thing at all? Like she doesn't want long nails anymore. She doesn't want painted nails.
That's actually a really good, considerate mother thing to do.
Yeah. It's just so funny that she'll still do head to toe.
Yes.
H to T, everything else. Also, this was the first and last time you'll see this white suit.
Yeah.
Why didn't they film her driving in one of the other two outfits that she wears throughout the show?
Well, the first outfit wouldn't fit in the car.
That would have made this so redeemable if it was just her stuffing it in there.
Yes. Because this white outfit, we don't even see her face in it. We only see her like eyes in the mirror and then the back of her.
Maybe it was a body double for everything but a couple of close-ups?
Maybe, because we don't see her in this white suit.
Imagine being cast as Tyra's body double.
What pressure.
What a compliment, though, honestly. And yeah, so they're also...
It doesn't add anything.
Nothing.
This whole episode, and why it's interesting to talk about for us, is the show selling Tyra to you in multiple ways throughout the entire episode. Because they know... They're long running since season one host.
And Aaron.
Yes, but the secondary host has changed throughout the years.
Sure.
So while Aaron's like, I fell in love with in the one season that I watched the two of them, like Tom was Dancing with the Stars for a lot of people. And the secondary host is like fun flavor, you know?
He's just super beloved. You're going to find very few people saying something bad about Tom Bergeron.
Yeah.
Which is the opposite of Tyra's. Stays in the world, right? And so, but I will say this. I do get in the format that we're about to see with Dancing with the Stars, where they don't have family members there, where they don't have all of the contestants crowding around each other.
Right.
You don't need in this format a second host.
Sure.
So I totally get if they were like, let's keep Tom, but we're going to like remove the second host for at least a season, and then we'll bring them back if we get back to like our original format for big season 30, you know,
they
or whatever.
Fully fired him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like found out on Twitter, didn't he?
Yes.
What? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, T.
They were like, so there's this whole thing where it's like, this is going to be, we're revamping Dancing with the Stars. It's going to be totally different. And then they're like, no, we just fired Tom and then hired Tyra. That's the only thing different, really.
Wow. Well, they also have another new judge.
That wasn't on purpose.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's because Lynn couldn't, like, travel, right?
So, we are not talking about something.
It's hard. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was ready and y'all were ready. We all ready?
Yep.
Tyra walks out. Walking being a relative term. Because she has a dress that if you told me...
This dress was if you listen to our previous bonus episodes,
if you told me
this dress was made of Nicole's red hair, I would believe you.
If you are a Drag Race watcher, like a long-term Drag Race watcher, can you remember the challenge where they all had to base themselves on cakes? And you have the top half of a woman stuck into a full cake.
It's the funniest reveal because it's just, there are so many, Tyra is a supermodel. There are so many things you could put her in and she would look absolutely stunningly flawless. And they put her in something that if you told me was claymation, I would have been like, yeah, that tracks. It doesn't. And Tyra is a supermodel who has walked every catwalk runway ever. And she has to fully look down at the stairs to get down because even she cannot defeat this dress.
It also amazingly has nothing to do with dance.
No, you would kill yourself.
Dance has so many like iconic styles of outfit. And this just has nothing to do with any of them.
I honestly thought, honestly, what they should have done, and I understand that like quarantine and corona and all that might have affected this. Tyra, as we've seen, is a decent enough dancer. I am shocked that she didn't do some routine with someone just to like dance out, do a little shimmy, get and boom. Hey, y'all, it's Tyra, you know,
with Derek. You're introducing two new elements. Just have her come out with Derek, do a little cha-cha, whatever.
Hannah, that's the perfect idea. That is literally the perfect idea. And then they separate and he goes behind his judging thing and she just stays there. And she's like, mama, I did it. I'm in the ballroom. And that was my first dance. And my last, ha ha ha. And then move on.
Okay, how do we feel about this lie that she fully tells?
I'm still not done talking about this outfit, though.
Okay.
Because I've not spoken of either
the gloves,
the earrings, which come literally all the way down to her
breasts,
or the gloves off of which things are literally falling as she stands there.
It's as if someone glued stuff to it right beforehand. Like if you honestly told me this was some sort of last
Project Runway
minute
challenge.
Project Runway-esque challenge, I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense.
Or like if she lifted up her skirt and revealed the first dancer, like.
If Sky Jackson was just...
She'd fit.
She's the smallest. It's the most sense. It's Sky Jackson. And then on the other side, Charles Oakley. Tyra's like, I can do it all. Tall and short.
Tall and mall. Sky mall.
Oh, Alexander, that actually might be the best joke runner you've ever done in your whole life. That was perfect. Okay.
So this full lie she tells.
Okay, so she starts, as she does, by invoking Carolyn London, who does not want this.
Does not need this in her life.
And says that she's been, her and her mom have watched and have been fans since day one. And
lie.
Then she goes into this whole thing. Look, mama, I'm in the ballroom. I did it. I'm on the Hollywood Squares.
Like, I'm a pretty girl, mama.
I know. That's the full energy of it. I'm like, Tyra, you're one of our A-list celebrities. You stop pretending to achieve things.
This is why this is a lie, though. If Tyra truly was a fan on this show, she would have been on it.
That's my thought, too, right?
She would have been asked. She knows how to dance. She's just the right level of celebrity. She's not above corniness. If she was truly a fan, she would have been a dancer on this show.
I think she should have been a dancer on the show in one of her, like, one of her valley years.
Yeah.
Because this is the kind of show that you get. It's hard because the level of celebrity is fascinating on this show to me. And obviously we're not going to go over like all the celebrities, but you get some people like Justina Machado who are, I'm like, you're a current sitcom star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you need this? I think Justina is actually a fan of the show.
Yes.
And was like, would love to do this for my brand.
Exactly.
And also brings the energy of actually loving to dance.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then there are some people that I'm just like, yeah, you're doing this to keep your celebrity going, like Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the casting of this show, for a show I barely watched, I looked at some old cast, and I'm like, wow, you get everything from A-list to F-list on these kind of castings.
Conspiracy theory.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Carriana Naba's the casting agent on this show, and it's who she wants.
I love that.
But here's the thing. Tyra is never going to be a contestant on someone else's show.
I
just don't think she has that in her.
I don't think Tyra could lose.
That's true.
Mm-mm.
I don't think Tyra wants a
She's
loss.
She's not going to put herself in a position where that's an option.
I get that. I just don't know why then she went on this like full thing of like, it's been my dream for 30 years to be on this show.
And here's the thing. We're obviously going to nitpick and have fun and take the piss out of Tyra's hosting abilities, but she's a decent host. And like the one thing you can say about Tyra is she will bring some energy to it. I actually thought she was quite good on America's Got Talent. I don't know how other people felt about her run on that show, but I thought that was kind of Tyra at her best. Like small, short, you can do this. Feel yourself, get on out there.
I don't think Tyra likes being live. And I think that's a problem for this show because
The show that's exclusively live?
As she mentioned many times.
Many times. If J. Manuel is to be believed, she likes to be able to, like, kind of speak and stitch stuff together, which I think is true from what we've seen of Top Model. Mm-hmm. So this live format where she kind of just, like, doesn't know what to say or how to time things out is, like, a little anxiety-inducing.
I also think she's not comfortable not judging people.
Yes.
She slips into it.
She does.
Okay. So let's get into the first thing. And if you've watched Top Model or listened to our podcast, you will understand why this is the funniest basic first thing they have her do, which is read everyone's names. This was so ADR'd. Also, did we know that it was pronounced AJ McLean?
McLean?
Yeah, no.
McLean. McLean.
Right? But, like, who did anyone pronounce that right, including AJ?
My middle school girlfriend, who turned out to be a lesbian and speaks... has the sound voice of Mike TV from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Ooh. Her Backstreet Boy crush that she was obsessed with was AJ McLean. Nice. And I don't think I ever heard anyone say McLean like it was a McDonald's health meal.
I loved it, though.
That's a really good idea, actually.
Having all of Tyra's first introduction be to say all of these names, I was like, I sat there on pins and needles being like, Tyra can't pronounce names. That's her worst characteristic. Don't make her do this.
Bruno Tonioli maybe reads and shades Tyra with this hair choice that he made because he went full J. Manuel.
Mm-hmm. He was like, I read the meltdown. Guess who's ICE in my phone? Tyra then says, this is such a new world for me. Sort of, but Tyra...
It's reality TV competition.
Yeah, like, I would even give it to her if she hadn't done America's Got Talent, but I'm like, Tyra, you've basically done this job. Mm-hmm. But again, I think a lot of this is stuff that she's saying, and I think a producer or writer or someone is having her say because they want us to be, like, on the journey with Tyra.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think they're trying to underdog her a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's impossible.
Especially because people were so upset about Tom Bergeron leaving and the manner in which he was told to leave.
But the thing is, you can't underdog Tyra.
No.
Like, she's an A-lister of all... She's a household name.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even... Like, you don't even really have to say her last name. If you say Tyra, people assume you mean Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
So then she comes out for her second outfit of the, or third outfit of the night, in the hardest ombre of a suit with a side tail and slits up the ankle.
Do you know those color change like Barbies?
Yes.
It's as if someone dunked her halfway in the water and then just didn't let the other half change.
It's a Valentine envelope of an outfit.
And the jewelry is extremely costumey.
This necklace looks like what a drag queen wears to cover the seam of a breastplate.
Yeah, honestly, it's that kind of, it's so big. And as we'll find out later in the episode, the earrings were hanging on for dear life the entire time.
Well, here's my biggest concern with this is that, and this is like a production thing where I'm like, someone didn't think this through, because a lot of what Tyra has to do for this episode is perch on a little stool and then stand back up and just go back and forth from the stool, like six feet to her mark, I'm going to say, on the floor and then back to the stool. The stool is not far enough away or not close enough.
No.
Because it's fully not hidden.
No.
But also not visible enough to be intentional.
You see her in the back a lot.
And also, when you make the choice to have this like split tail, I was like, at one point I was like, is Tyra bad at standing up?
Well, at one point, you see her have to, like, fully pull her pants down because they're starting to bunch up, and she has to, like...
The weirdest choice that they make, this is not Tyra, although Tyra is an executive producer, so maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to say it was. The weirdest choice that Tyra makes is that they don't have an audience other than the crew and the other dancers and their partners, but they pump in both cheers and applause and booze at some point.
And they make the judges act like the audience is at the top of the building.
Except for Carrie Ann, who will not allow you to think that she doesn't understand what's going on. She's like, there's almost no audience here. Where's all this coming? Like, Carrie Ann wasn't told any of the decisions that were being made, and I love her for it.
Yeah, at one point, she's like, they're booing us already, and then looks around like, who's doing this? Because
I wasn't told there was going to be a boo button.
We also get a new storyline from Tyra that I wasn't expecting. And apparently Tyra is pigeon-toed? Since when?
I'm going to be fascinated now to continue watching Top Model and see if this ever gets mentioned. If we have like a pigeon-toed moment. So what happens, if you've never seen the show before, is the dance, what the order in this first episode is that you meet the celebrity, you'll see a little B-roll package of them meeting their opposite gendered partner and
telling us why they're here.
Yeah, telling us why they're here, what they're doing. You get the smallest little bit of their first little dance lesson. And then
with most of them, some they don't even show.
Yeah, some they don't even bother. And then you get like a less than 2 minute song and them dancing to it. And then Tyra's job activates, and she has to talk to them quickly about what they just did, then get the judges' scores, and then do an... the order of operations is so silly when it's only one person. I'm used to the two-host format, but she talks to them, talks to the judges, then buys some time for the judges to input and hold up and find the right paddle.
Yes.
And then immediately goes back and gets the numbers. And Tyra's timing with going back to get the scores is all over
there's
the place.
There's so much dead air. Mm-hmm.
And there's one point that's actually kind of cute where Derek is also new to this. I will say he does a fine job,
he
actually.
He does fine, yeah.
Yeah. And she goes, Tyra tries to do this general like, and all the judges are inputting their scores right now. And you're like, okay, what a weird thing to say, Tyra. And they keep talking. And then she's like, I need to remind the judges who input their scores. And Derek's like, oh, I'm sorry. That's for me. I'm new to this. And then it's funny. And I'm just like, Derek's can do what Tyra needs to do. Because Tyra should have been like, Derek, I know you're a new judge, but I need you to input your score too. See, we're all new. We're all together. Me and you, yes. Derek.
He can't segue.
No. She also really can't talk to these celebrities very well.
Well, I think that's... She does her Tyra Show interview style with a lot of the celebrities. It's very much a, I'm going to tell you what you should say answer.
Yes.
And also have no regards for your feelings. Because sometimes she sets them up for defeat. Like with Anne Heche, who is with Keo. And yes. Tyra goes, you said Keo is king. What did you mean by that? And luckily Anne Heche's answer is like completely like fine. But I was just like, Tyra, that is a... tricky loaded. Question. Like, don't set Anne Heche up for defeat like this. She hasn't deserved that.
Anne Heche, I didn't watch any of the, like, interstitials, right? I zoomed through it. I decided to watch Anne Heche. That energy in when she got undressed and she was like, I didn't know what to expect with Anne Heche.
I enjoyed the whole thing. Anne Heche is my favorite part of this episode.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I want. And she's also not a bad dancer.
She's
so
not bad.
Like,
pretty good, I thought.
Yeah.
Also, after her dance, Tyra is just fully disagreeing with the judges. She's just like, well, that's not a good score.
And I think that, to Hannah's point, I think Tyra can't stand that she's not the one giving the critique.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since maybe she is a fan of the show. Maybe not since like episode one, but maybe she watches it and she's like, I know what's good.
I don't know. To further make this ongoing fandom a lie.
Yeah.
Is that she just doesn't seem to know the rules or what usually happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she finds out at one point that lifts aren't allowed and she like has a minor meltdown about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or at one point she's like, a lot of sixes tonight.
Which I'm like, six is like not a bad score for the first night.
Also, they kind of do that so that they can show a journey, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Like, can you imagine if someone got 3 tens and they're like, well, you're done.
Also,
you did it. You learned to dance. Hold up. I have to talk before we get off this topic. Speaking of disagreeing with the judges, Tyra and sixes, Tyra cannot read the room because when, is it Jeannie? Jeannie Mai?
Jeannie Mai.
Jeannie Mai. Jeannie is thrilled with her scores of 3 sixes. She is thrilled with her scores. And Tyra's like, so much shade. That's the tea. These are shady judges. Well, Jeannie is thrilled. And I'm like, Tyra, these aren't meshing. You have to read what the dancer is giving you. And she is thrilled with her scores. And you're like, wow, the judges are being real jerk asses. Like, Tyra, well, no.
All that hate is frizzing out Tyra's hair because the wig that they put on her is not holding up. No. It's like flat on top and just like kind of poofy at the sides. It's,
yeah.
It was a very hard attempt at like a Venus de Milo moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her favorite way to throw out a commercial is because this happened more than once. Ow! Live, baby.
Yep. Live.
Also, Tyra does not understand how ties work. When like the scores are tied, she's like, this person is in the lead, and also this person. And
oh my god! There is the first time she has to list the scores of like the first six, and four of them got 18, and she's like, we have a tie, and she lists two, and she's like, oh wait, also this couple. Oh wait, well Chriselle's the worst. She breaks down. Okay. So I'm done, and y'all, the two of y'all know this, but I think it's of note that like I used to have to host these 2 to 3 hour long video game tournaments for Microsoft. It was a lot of teleprompter, a lot of what Tyra is doing on a smaller scale. Although to be honest, she didn't have an audience, so I may have had the exact same scale. The first time I did it, I kind of had that Tyra energy with the transitions. You truly do not realize when you can't predict what the other person's going to say that transitions from one moment to the next are tough. And what you learn is you kind of have to do something that Tyra doesn't do right now, which is stretch out your words so that you give yourself the breathing room and you give them the opportunity to cobble together an answer in their head. And it's just, she hasn't found that like verbal conversational rhythm. And some people like Carol Baskin also just deny her conversation.
Oh my god. Talking about Carol Baskin, when she's doing VR facing the camera when we cut to commercial, I couldn't control myself.
But there's a moment where Tyra tries to interview Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I don't remember the question, doesn't matter. It was a general, like, did you enjoy yourself up there? And instead of verbally answering, Carol just, like, nods her head enthusiastically. And Tyra's like, that's a yes. We have a yes, everybody. Like, you're like, Tyra.
That doesn't just come up in conversation, though. It's like she doesn't know how to be in a conversation person with herself. When you have to announce a score for a pair of dancers, how do you get... You guys got the lucky 21 out of 30 for Sky and Alan. As you're talking to Sky and Alan.
And like, here's the thing. The majority of the work that you have to do as a host on this show is just transitional. Like, it's just a lot of like, and that's a score of 21 for Sky. And I don't remember a partner's name. What was it?
Alan.
For Sky and Alan. Again, that's a 21 out of 30. Y'all go over there. Well-deserved rest. And now we're getting to our next celebrity. Like, even, like, just off the top of my head, having watched the show, I get what the transitions need to be.
Let's find out, is your best friend.
Yes.
Instead of something like, so-and-so will be dancing with one of these pros. But which ones? Here's the answer.
Like, is she just like, I can't say the same thing? Like, is that the energy? She just never wants to repeat a phrase.
Maybe. Because then it's like very ad-libbed.
Ow, live, baby.
Which she also doesn't do comebacks very good either. When they come back to her at one point, she goes, hey, you, welcome to the live premiere. Like, hey, you.
If you're going to do this, Tyra, and I truly think she can work her way up to it, because as the episode went on, she got better. Like, in general. Her body language at least got better.
She got better in the middle, and then towards the end, we started to lose it again.
She got tired. That's fair. That's a fair critique. I think, Tyra, if you're going to do this, go just goofier. Yeah. Be sillier with it.
Yes.
Like, I want you to go full, like, hey, you, over there. Can you hear me? It's live. Woo! Yeah. I can do anything I want. honka honka. Like, just do whatever, Tyra.
If you're gonna do the accents, because of course you are, we heard them over the course of the show, just do them all the way. Don't try to be subtle with your accent work, Tyra.
We made it about 15 minutes before our first French accent, with honestly pulling it back, Tyra.
I will give Tyra some credit. She did some decent acting with that pre-recorded Len message.
Yes.
She did, especially since that could have gone. Okay, so let's get to this, because this is another one of those moments that both the show needed and the show decided to use as an opportunity to sell us on Tyra.
Yes.
Because Tyra makes this big deal that they have a special guest. It's, I don't remember his last name, Lynn. Do we know? It's no. Lynn. It's the main judge. And again, if you're a super fan of the show, my bad. But Lynn is pre-recording Goodman. From over the seas. Thank you. And Tyra introduces it well enough that you almost actually do think it's live.
Yeah. Yes.
Until he showed up, you thought it was live.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he gives a pre-recorded message, and then you realize it's pre-recorded because Bruno can't shut up during it and, like, definitely interrupts it. And then Lynn gives Tyra a score of a 10.
Holds up the paddle.
They mailed him the paddle just for this bit.
Tyra, you look great. You're going to do great.
It's so funny.
Her eyes got very convincingly moist.
Yeah.
I think she actually, again, the biggest debate, does this mean anything to Tyra? Was she a fan?
No.
I don't know. You know what meant a lot to me? A mention of the soap opera Passions.
I love Passions.
I adore Passions. Jesse Metcalf is one of the people, and this has nothing to do with Tyra. He's one of the contestants, and his dancer is like, oh my God, I love Passions. And he's like, and Desperate Housewives. And she's like, Passions. No. Which I stan the dancer who only knows about Passions and doesn't know about the wildly popular soap opera.
Talking about contestants, can we talk about how Nev Schulman is a full creep?
Neve
Schulman is a full creep.
Why do you think so? I thought Neve came across fine.
He was a surprisingly good dancer.
Yes, and surprisingly good at coming. Acting? I was like, what is happening?
He was like, this goes out to my wife. I love you. And I'm definitely not fucking this woman here.
I also thought that was a weird moment.
That was a weird moment. Everything surrounding that I thought was fine. And then yes. I thought it was cruel of them to be like, well, I guess her nickname's Papa. And he's like, I didn't want that. I was talking to my children.
I did not agree to this. Papa Schulman, everybody.
Also, I could be wrong. And listener, please correct me. Tweet at me at JW Crump if I am. But I don't think I am. I think Jenna, Neve's partner, is the one that 1 week was the replacement partner for Sean Spicer. And the whole thing was Sean Spicer could never get in the lowest because the audience was like voting for him and like whatever. Mm-hmm. It became politicized, whatever. She definitely thought they were going home. And then when she realized they were safe, there's this great screenshot of Jenna's eyes, like twice the size of her head. Like, what? I was here to destroy him.
But Tyra blames height for a lack of danceability. Sure. When Charles Oakley is dancing.
She says that she called him about a week ago.
Yeah, another lie. A full lie.
Talk about the fact that dancing is hard for us tall folks.
I loved this interview so much because she starts it off with, how was it being such a big man? And then he responds, well, it's been my whole life, so
I love it. He wasn't a good dancer, but my goodness, he's charming as hell.
And then she goes, this is the one time height isn't necessarily an advantage.
The one.
There's no other situation you can think of. Like, Tyra's never heard of a cave.
They also have the opposite interview with Sky, who's the youngest contestant. They'll never let you forget it.
Baby's on top.
They'll never let us forget it. And she's also quite short compared to both her dancer and the rest of the contestants. And Tyra, it has the same energy, but she's like, so there's a height disparity. Did you notice? And I'm like, yeah. I will say, I feel like they paired her with the best male dancer that wasn't giving any sort of creepy energy.
Yes.
I remember from last season, I was like, that was the perfect pairing because this is brother and sister energy, and I'm here for that. Because
it's a very Mormon ballroom energy.
Yes, which I think is what's needed because I'm like, 18? Oh, a lot of these dances are sexy, and I don't know how I feel about that.
She also is very small. Yeah, so small.
So small. But great energy. Great contestant.
Yeah. You know who else is having a rough night? Carrie Ann Inaba's wig. Because
I love that she just calls it out. I fell in love with Carrie Ann Inaba. I love when she doesn't have a note. She's like, I had a note.
But like the it's coming off, it's moving back. It's just, and she calls it out. She's just like, my wig's too heavy.
I loved it. And when, so much.
And when Tyra loses an earring and then doesn't have a joke at the ready and tells Carrie Ann that maybe Carrie Ann can use it as a brooch. I'm like, or an earring, but sure. And then she's like, I'm going to throw it to you. And then off camera, we hear the scuffling around of Tyra chucking an earring at Carrie Ann Inaba. And we just have the two dancers, like, their camera shot of like, what is happening?
We then also see a camera shot of Carrie Ann Inaba pulling hair out of the earring. Yes, Tyra's hair.
Derek was talking to Sky Jackson, and he says this a lot. He says girl a lot, he likes to say that, which, fine line.
Yeah.
But the captions decided to cross that line because when he's talking to Sky Jackson, they spell girl G-U-R-L.
No.
And I was like, he definitely didn't say it like that. And you're being such a little asshole, captions.
Though Derek Huff kind of does talk like a robot filled with catchphrases. Like, there is a little bit of that energy.
He looks like a handsome robot can't come here to save us with the power of dance.
I think that's literally how he got successful.
We also have to talk about quickly, Carol Baskin's partner was very terrified of her, yes? When she came into the room?
Sure. You're not going to be terrified of someone who brings you a hand-braided, like, crown of flowers?
Covered in sardine oil?
I don't know that reference, Alexander. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Is it funny?
No.
Oh, Alexander, that was the sweetest I've ever heard you be. You know, no.
It wasn't.
I'm not going to lie to you, JW. I'm not Tyra.
But if you need to keep your eyes on the Smize,
oh my God,
you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast.
Some Smize.
I can't believe she got both Smize and Next Level Fears thrust into her hosting. I'm not surprised. I'm just like,
I'm shocked she didn't throw a Smize cream in, truly. But you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing your thoughts. If you like these bonus episodes, let us know.
Yeah, we know a lot of you like Darce for the Meltdown, so we're always like
thinking of ideas.
What's another fun thing? We obviously want to keep it Tyra and Top Model specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's nice is that currently Tyra's, you know, been thrust back into the spotlight in a couple of ways. So there's some current stuff going on, which is, you know, we think it's interesting to talk about.
We can say so many things about Tyra and have, and we'll continue to do so. But you can't say that she does not hustle.
No.
Oh, yeah. The entrepreneurial is, she might actually be the only entrepreneur. Like, if you tell me that she's the only one that can be classically defined as an entrepreneur, I'd be like, I got that.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
Come say hi to me on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on Twitter at JW Crump.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadem and hashtag entrepreneur when you reach out to us so that we can feel our entrepreneur oats. So for Podleadem, I've been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.